The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
We are so excited for friend of the podcast, Kel Mitchell. Nickelodeon had a big announcement this week, and it says this. Nickelodeon has announced that its popular sketch comedy series, All That, will be returning later this year with an all-new cast, but the show will have throwbacks to its past with former cast members, and Kenan Thompson will serve as the executive producer. The show originally aired from 94 to 2005. According to Variety, who broke the story, an All That revival would continue Nickelodeon's recent efforts to dig into its past and help secure its future. Quote, "We think there's a great opportunity to find the next pool of stars," said Brian Robbins, who recently became the president of Nickelodeon. "We want to bring the show back in a real fun way. This summer, we are going to bring back a lot of the original cast and the cast through the years and let them introduce the new cast of All That to the world." The original series was produced by Robbins and became one of the network's most popular series to date. The return of All That coincides with Nickelodeon's other big news that it will be bringing back the popular anthology series Are You Afraid of the Dark as a miniseries in October. We're going to listen to Kel talk on a past interview that we had with him, a little bit about his career, followed up about his faith. Enjoy.
Fresh out the box. Stop. Look and watch. Ready yet? Get set. It's All That.
How old were you when you broke into the business, Kel? You were pretty young, weren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I started in the business when I was younger in Chicago. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. It was one of those cities where you can go either one way or the other. And so my mom didn't want me to follow the wrong crowd because I was very, rambunctious and an excited kid, but there was a lot of gang violence in my neighborhood too as well. So she didn't want me to go in the wrong crowd. So they actually found this community theater for me to go to. And they said, "Well, you know what? Let Kel's being a bit of a class clown and things like that. Let's see if he can get a lot of this energy out at this theater." And I just fell in love with the art of acting and just the history of it all. And I actually did a lot of dramatic work at the theater. I know I'm known for comedy, but I did a lot of dramatic work at first. And I just started going there, and then I started to go to other theaters downtown and work there as well, like Victory Gardens Theater and the Goodman Theater. And in Chicago, those theaters were like, being on Broadway at that point. So I had someone actually interested in my work, and I started going out on auditions, and I got with an agency called Aria Talent Agency in Chicago and started going on many auditions. And it was hard at first because some auditions I didn't get, and other auditions, it was hard because you would get the door slammed in your face or didn't get the job and you wanted to give up. But I always tell people, you got to persevere in this business all the time, and you got to have that endurance and know that you can make it. So an audition came along called All That, and I booked all that show and flew out to LA, and it was a competition between, like, it's kind of like an American Idol type of situation where it was hundreds of kids where we had to do stand-up and characters and all kind of stuff, and actually got the part and ended up on All That.
You just was a part of the first ever reunion of all that back at the first part of this month for the original cast members and people that were through it. Tell us a little bit about how fun that was.
Oh, yes, sir. It was a lot of fun. It was good seeing everybody all back together, the original cast members. I haven't seen them in a while. We've all stayed in contact via Facebook and Twitter, but it was really good to see everybody. And it was a lot of fun. We had a blast. The fans enjoyed it. We were very humbled by it. I mean, we had people coming up to us saying, you know, hey, I grew up on you. You were part of my childhood. So it was just definitely a beautiful moment to shake their hand and have some fun with them for a few hours.
And I watched a little clip of you doing some talking, and you did a couple of impressions of your original characters back then. Why don't you do one for us real quick?
One I get all the time is the Good Burger guy from Good Burger, which is Ed. And it's, welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? That's definitely one of them.
that's the one that my friend, he asked me earlier in the day to have you do that. So I know that he is just smiling from ear to ear right now.
Back out of that short break there, we're going to talk to Kel. Again, this is an old interview that we did, but in this segment, we're going to talk a little bit about his faith in Jesus Christ. Hope you enjoy this part, and we'll be back at the end.
Share a little bit about your life with Christ and how you gave your life to the Lord. Tell us a little bit about that. I'm sure most of the time you get asked about the shows and everything, but I'd like to know about your relationship with Jesus.
Well, definitely. I've always, known Christ. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, and my grandfather is actually a pastor. But it's one thing to know Christ, and then there's another thing to have a relationship with Christ. So I've known Christ throughout my young life, but then I went through certain things in my life where I wasn't being willing and obedient to Christ and doing the things that the Word says to do. So now, most recently, I've been willing and obedient and just following in the way that I'm supposed to be as a Christian, you know, walking the walk that I talk. So it's a wonderful feeling, and this is the right way to definitely do it and apply it to your life, and always know that the reason that you're getting the blessings that you're getting in your life is because of Christ. And it took me a while to understand that, but now that I understand that, he gets all the glory and all the praise.
That's wonderful. I always love to hear people give praise where praise is due and where give honor, especially where honor is due. And we're so blessed, Kel, to live in the country that we live in. I was talking during our church service yesterday about, you think about it, we could have been born at any point in history, in any country in the world, and God chose to put us here in America. And we can do things here that people other places can only dream of. I mean, here you are, you're in the entertainment business, and people would love to do things like that. But at the same time, you can share your passion for Jesus, maybe in an industry that doesn't always do that. How's that work out for you, where you're around people that, you know, may not be so open to the message of Christ?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely where, you know, I tell people that, you know, have a love for Christ that are in the entertainment business that we have to be bold, because there's so many vices and so many temptation in Hollywood that can come up and that can happen. It's things that I got caught up in and have been delivered from. And definitely, you definitely need God in your life when you're in this type of business. He's definitely the one that's getting you those type of jobs, and he's also can keep you away from certain temptations and things that you might get locked into within this business. And what I do is I take my Bible everywhere. A lot of people see me like on set, I'll have my Bible. So I take my Bible with me on set. I take it in rehearsals, whether I'm doing voiceovers for cartoons or whether I'm doing it on the show. I definitely have my Bible with me because I want to keep the Word around me, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So if I feel like if I have the Word around me all the time, that it'll help me within my lines, that it'll help me on the set, and it'll help me if someone is trying to get me astray to do other things, you know. So I definitely just take it with me.
We hope you've enjoyed these few minutes with Kel Mitchell. Again, that was from back several years ago when we had him on the show. Great man of faith. So excited for what's going on in his life. Really excited about this big news that has been announced about all that. As we normally do, we're going to close in a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for the day that you've given us and a chance to share a blast from the past. We thank you for Kel. We thank you for his life. We thank you for his faith. We pray that you would bless his career, that you would bless his family, that you would bless the influence that he has on other people. Draw him close to you, Father. Protect him and help his example to always be that of a man of great faith. Thank you for hearing our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, folks, and go out and do the right thing. I know you heard this at the beginning. I want to close with the All That theme song.
Fresh out the box. Stop. Look and watch. Ready yet? Get set. It's All That.
Before we're